Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio, your intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. My name is Fred Flights, sitting in for your usual host, Frank Gaffney. We have a lot to talk about today, but I wanted to start by discussing the situation with the Iran nuclear deal. There's been some interesting developments this week. They have occurred in conjunction with President Trump's fabulous speech to the UN General Assembly, in which he called this agreement, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, an embarrassment to the United States. Well, it's interesting that yesterday, September 20th, there were press reports that said that President Trump has decided what he's going to do about this agreement. Now, here's the deal. The nuclear agreement with Iran is not signed. It's not a treaty, even though it was ratified as a treaty by the Iranian parliament. The U.S. Senate was not allowed to perform its constitutional duty to ratify this agreement like it should have. Basically, this is an agreement that went around the U.S. Congress. It is an executive agreement at best that can be canceled by the president at any time. Now, under the Corker-Cardin Act, the president is required every 90 days to certify to Congress that this agreement is in the national security interests of the United States and that Iran is in compliance. Now, the president made this certification in April and in July, and he's scheduled to make the next certification on October 15th. Now, each time he made the certification, the president did so extremely reluctantly because his advisors were concerned that pulling out of the agreement would upset our European allies, an argument that Mr. Trump didn't take kindly to. But they also argued that we have to come up with alternatives and we are engaged in a policy review. It's amazing that here we are, October 2017, and this policy review it has not been completed yet. You see, my view is that Iran is an urgent national security threat, and when I was at the CIA, we could have finished a policy review of Iran in less than a week. Why this review is not finished? Of course, the reason is that the people who want to stay in this terrible agreement, they don't want a decision that would take us out. So the president made it clear when he made his last certification that he wasn't going to do it again. Now, in response to that, Ambassador John Bolton, my former boss, was tasked by former Trump advisor Steve Bannon to come up with an alternative on how to get the United States out of this dangerous agreement. And Bolton wrote this plan. But as I've discussed on this program, when he was about to present it to the president, Mr. Bannon had been removed the week before, the president's senior advisors would not let Mr. Bolton meet with the president to present this important plan. Mr. Bolton was told to meet with Secretary Tillerson. So Ambassador Bolton published his plan in the Wall Street Journal, and I'm fairly certain the president is aware of it. And basically, Bolton's view is that this is just a dangerous agreement because it allows Iran to continue its pursuit of nuclear weapons since it can continue enriching uranium with over 5,000 centrifuge machines while the deal's in effect. The verification provisions of this agreement are very, very weak. And it excludes so many things that really are vital to addressing the threat from Iran. Its ballistic missile program, which are a delivery system for nuclear weapons. Its sponsorship of terrorism. Its efforts to destabilize the Middle East. Iran's behavior has gotten significantly worse since this agreement was announced. Iran sent troops into Syria after this agreement was announced. It really has emboldened Iran to behave even worse. So it's sort of amusing that Iranian officials condemned the president and threatened consequences after the president's General Assembly speech and if the United States pulls out of this nuclear agreement. Basically, they're threatening that they're going to behave very badly if we pull out of this agreement. But they're already behaving badly. They're already engaging in bellicose and belligerent activities that really are unacceptable. Remember, on the day of President Obama's last State of the Union address, Iran took U.S. sailors hostage and held them for hostage until the day after the address. This was after it received over $1 billion in sanctions relief and plane loads of cash secretly flown from Switzerland to Iran to free Americans that Iran was holding as hostages. Well, Ambassador Bolton's view is that this deal is not salvageable. Iran is not going to agree to change it. Iran is not going to agree to give up all the concessions it received from the Obama administration. He therefore has another plan. And his idea is that we have to have a comprehensive approach to Iran that deals with all the threats from Iran. We have to do it in conjunction with our Middle East allies. You know, this nuclear deal with Iran had no input from Israel or the Gulf states. They were stunned at the concessions made by the last administration to get this agreement. And we know that John Kerry would give Iran anything to get this legacy foreign policy achievement for Barack Obama. Now, there are some in Washington, and I regret there's some people who call themselves conservatives. They do not want us to get out of the agreement because they're worried about offending the Europeans. They're saying, well, you know, the U.S. has given its word. My view is the U.S. does not have to abide by a commitment to an agreement that is a fraud. But since the president said he's going to withdraw, they've tried to come up with another strategy. And here's the strategy. The president won't certify the deal to Congress. He'll invite Congress to take action. But we won't get out of the deal. We'll work to fix the deal over several years. Now, I've discussed this with Ambassador Bolton, and frankly, it makes him pretty angry. This proposal, which is being put forward by a number of reputable organizations, is a fraud because Iran will never agree to change the agreement. And any attempt by Congress to implement sanctions lifted under the agreement that would threaten the continuation of the agreement will be filibustered by Senate Democrats. This is just an attempt to give the president an opportunity to make a grand announcement of being tough on Iran, but not getting out of this fraudulent agreement. And consider this. If this agreement is so terrible and so awful, as the people who advocate this approach are saying, we shouldn't be in it. If it's an agreement that's not in U.S. national security interest, if it's a fraud, we should leave the agreement. And some people say, well, our European allies won't be with us. Jay Solomon is a former Wall Street Journal reporter who wrote a book about the Iran deal negotiations. He details how John Kerry and U.S. diplomats twisted the arms of their European counterparts, who were very uncomfortable with all the concessions that were made to get this deal. And he specifically talks about how the U.S. delegation under Kerry berated and ridiculed French diplomats for not supporting the concessions that Kerry wanted to make to get this deal. So I think that our diplomats, Trump diplomats, have to say to the Europeans, you knew this was a bad agreement. You shouldn't have gone along with it. And you knew you were complicit in a scheme to do an end run around the U.S. Constitution. So don't complain to us that we're being unilateral, that we're not consulting with you. You shouldn't have agreed to this. You knew this was a bad agreement. That's the approach that I really would suggest. There are many efforts right now to create the impression that there are alternatives to pulling out of the agreement. These stories are being pushed very aggressively by National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Tillerson seems to be particularly committed to keeping the United States in the agreement. But I got to tell you, I know McMaster is too, and my hope is McMaster will be gone very soon because I don't think he is promoting President Trump's foreign policy vision, the vision that he campaigned on. Well, Trump has to make a decision soon. Supposedly, this decision will be made before the 15th of October. He says he's made a decision, but we don't know what that is. I'm proud to say that the Center for Security Policy today circulated a letter by 45 national security experts and flag officers urging President Trump to withdraw from this terrible agreement using the Bolton Plan. You can find it on our website, securefreedom.org. Well, I'm going to wrap up there and go to our first guest, Elizabeth Savidich Wolf. This is Fred Flights, substituting for Frank Gaffney on Secure Freedom Radio. Stay tuned.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.